The songs we love, the songs we hate, the songs we've never heard. What do they all have in common? Music speaks to us in ways we may not realize. Discover how to use what you already have to get what you really want. You're listening to Power of a Positive Playlist on the OBBM Network. Here's your host, John Chester.
And welcome back. This is John Chester on the OBBM, the Power of Positive Playlist. Thank you so much for your time today. I have asked Michelle Gerdes to come back because the first show I did with her was so good and it went so fast, we just couldn't cover everything that we really needed. And I don't know if we're going to be able on this one, but baby, we're going to give it a best shot. So again, Michelle Gerdes, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. Michelle, before we dive into the show, how do you describe what you do to people?
Oh, I love that question. How do I describe what I do? That's an incredible question. I work with so many people in so many different ways. I am looking at their body, mind, and spirit. And what we want to do is have each one work at its fullest measure and then come together as a team to work together. And so that sounds a little interesting when we say that, but we know that Father God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are three. We're kind of three in ourselves. And so we want to look at those. And I'm kind of just like an analysis person. And I look at you in those three areas. And then I coach you into becoming who you and God think you should be.
Great answer. Okay. Not exactly something that fits on the standard resume. It's LinkedIn's probably not going to have a pull-down menu on a lot of that.
No, you're not. You're not going to find that very, I don't even know what to say about that. You're not going to find that very often.
Right. Okay. So what I want to start with is something we touched on in the previous show, and that is the similarities of using music and oils and prayer to impact a person's physical and mental, right? That's something we've
exactly. Okay. And it's unbelievable how all of this works together and the science behind it. There's so much science that you can pull up and you can Google and you can do the research. What we typically find is that people will work in one modality. Like if you're music, you're going to work in music and you don't tend to get out of that. If you're an oiler, then you're going to work in oils and you don't tend to get out of that. And if you do a homeopathics, you work in that and you don't tend to get out of that. If you're an energy worker, you do that. What we want to do is put it all together and go, Lord, what does this person need? And how can we pick what they need from each one and bring it all together to make them this perfect protocol that will work for them and bring them into who they need to be. So that's what we're looking at.
Okay. So people who, for example, are suffering with depression and something you mentioned on the previous show, and as I've said repeatedly, is that you and I both wrestle with depression, have wrestled with depression. And we have overcome it by the grace of God and practices that we have put into place. So depression is not just being listless and hopeless. And it also has a lot of anxiety that goes with it. It has a lot of frustration. It causes us to make some really bad choices that do nothing but cause a spiral in our life that drags us down deeper. Music, as I can't say I believe, I know. It's not only just belief. I've seen it through decades of practice, not only in my own practice of self, but applying it with patients and in hospitals to where I'm going out there fighting with the hospitals going, no, that music doesn't need to be played here, or you need to have music playing in the hallways.
Parting with a home that you've loved, growing into the next phase of your life, trust the team at Jeannie Martin Real Estate to handle the details of your situation with tender, loving care. The Martin team is your home connection, North Central Texas. MARTENteam.com. Go to martenteam.com today.
There was a hospital I worked at where they had MP3 players being given to them. and the music on it was inappropriate. And we were seeing a rise in certain behaviors and isolation in their rooms where they were being enabled by the music against a lot of griping from the staff and, of course, from the patients. I had them take those MP3 players out. And we saw behavioral problems drop, and they were getting back out of their rooms and getting back into groups and being social and getting support instead of enablement. So we were using the music to pull them out of the depression, which I believe is a very, very, very low frequency and a very sick frequency. Oils, they're finding now, they're using in a lot of psych and medical hospitals to raise frequencies, to help people heal, to help broaden their minds into what they really, where they need to be instead of settling where they are. So with you, how have you used music and oils together to start healing some of these people that the good Lord has put in your path?
Well, typically when someone has a session with me, I never know exactly what that's going to look like. So I can't, there's no way for me to prepare for a client. And that used to be very unsettling because I'm a very like my ducks in a row type person. But this is where the Lord has stretched me into something new. So when a client presents themselves and we start to work, we always start with prayer in the Holy Spirit. And I'm led by the Holy Spirit. So basically in a session, we may find out that they do need a combination of both, or maybe even light therapy or something like that. So in a couple of times that we have had this experience, I was asked by the Lord to get tuning forks. And if you know me, you know I've come by most of this very kind of reluctantly, all of it really, because it was very out of the box, not in my religious spectrum of things that I needed. And so the tuning—
Hold it. Okay. I'll let you finish. But first of all, so understand, folks, she's not somebody who's just going, great, I'm going to shower you with daisies and I'm going to, dance around and throw perfume on you and whack you on the head with forks, for crying out loud. There was a hesitance for you to go outside of standard practices. And the word you used was religiousness.
Right.
Okay. You said the phrase to me that you were a little hesitant at times of calling yourself a Christian because of the trappings that go along with it regarding religiosity. Can exactly. I say that?
Yes, you're correct. Okay. I usually tell people I'm a Jesus follower, which takes us back, to disciple time. But that's because the religion has put us in such a box and to keep us from opening our mind and expanding the things that the Holy Spirit actually wants to teach us. The Lord said, I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit to teach you more and to comfort you. And if we're not going to allow the Holy Spirit to do that, then we're stifling the Holy Spirit. And so with this walk that I've been going through with the Lord, he's asked me to do so many different things that are out of my box. I kind of will even tease that he's thrown me under the bus, he threw me under the bus. Cause I feel like he's the one talking out of my voice. And I'm like, I wasn't going to say that. And you just told this person this. And so with this, this client that I had, the Lord's really pressing upon me that I need to get tuning forks. Well, I'm aware at this point of tuning forks. I know they have benefit, but really I don't want to be. And since this is on radio, I'm showing my fingers, like the little parentheses.
Quote fingers.
Yeah. Going, I don't want to be the wacko, the weirdo. But he's telling me I need to get tuning forks. So I know how to get them. So I call and I acquired the tuning forks and I'm asking the Lord, do I need a class? I'm calling the person going, can I hurt this person if I use tuning forks with them? Am I going to screw them up? And I have the session with the lady and the Lord basically, walks me through which tuning fork I need to use, how we're going to use it. And then we, of course, we apply oils first that the Lord had pressed upon me that we needed. And then I use the tuning forks. And what I learned over the course of using the tuning forks is that when someone's frequency is really shot, and we're talking about people that have been diagnosed with Lyme disease and lupus and things that seem, uncurable even by pharmaceutical means, that they come in and their spirit is low, their emotions are low, they're suffering usually with depression, anxiety, and now their physical body is low. So they're at the lowest. So when you start those tuning forks across their body, you will notice that it starts to dissipate really quick. So when you hit a tuning fork on the little rubber slab, it should make this humming frequency, and it should stay there probably in the air for 20, 30 seconds. And what you would notice after going over these people is that it would just stop. It would not even like dissipate slightly. It would just stop. And so we're like going, okay, so this is really, I don't want to say trial and error, because if it's the Lord telling me to do it, it's not an error, right? This is how he wants me to see it. And so he is demonstrating to me how this is going to function. And so as we progressed through the sessions with these particular people, we would notice that by the end, when you would hit that tuning fork at the beginning and start it across their body, that would reverberate the entire way across their whole body down. You could then swipe that tuning fork all the way back up their body and feel its reverberation the entire time. And it wasn't cutting it out because it wasn't in a tune. Now it was in a tune, and it could reverberate with the frequency of that tuning fork. Now, I don't know the science behind the tuning fork stuff. I've been to a couple of classes, but I don't know the science. But it's...
And we're going to get right into that. We're going to get right back into that right when we come back. This is the OBBM Network.
You are not what you eat. You are what you absorb. Air, water, and nutrients are vital to your health. Today's lifestyles are bombarded with electromagnetic frequencies. Absorbing these frequencies are linked to brain fog, to illness and diseases, down to the cellular level. I am Brenda Wakefield. Go to betterhealthbrenda.com to discover how you can protect your family, work and living spaces, your mind and your body without disconnecting from your wireless lifestyle. BetterHealthBrenda.com, BetterHealthBrenda.com.
All right, this is John Chester at the Power of Positive Playlist on the OBBM Network. Here we go, back with Michelle Gerdes. I interrupted you. I'm sorry about that. You were talking about the tuning fork mutes itself when you're passing it over, you know, doing a treatment. Did you have something you wanted to finish on that? Because I want to button some of that up.
No. So I was just showing that I don't know the chemistry or the scientificness behind all that, the word.
Well, that's harmonics. I mean, that's okay. What you're getting into that's a Pythagorean music theory concept where, if these two tones are not in sync, if they're not harmonic to each other, they'll eventually just stop. It's like when you rub your finger on a glass, you could make it sing. And if you do it enough, you could make it shatter. It's the same thing, but you're talking about a spiritual harmonic that mutes it and causes it to just go dead.
Right. And so the Lord just let me walk through and see how it worked and see how they were after everything had come into alignment, and that it was a beautiful and kept going. And so a lot of this, the Lord usually will back up with, you know, a few different things that we can do too. So that was using the tones, the tuning forks, not necessarily music, but we have brought in other things like whole tones. So we'll sit down and we'll go, okay, whole tones is actually a music program that you can actually buy.
By Michael Terrell, isn't it?
Yes, it is by Michael Terrell. You can actually get his book and see how this came to him, because it was brought to him also by the Lord. And so you can use whole tones, and you may want to use them some. You may not want to sleep through them, you know, 24 hours a day, because you can start to release a lot of things in your past that you may not be ready to bring up. So you want to do that slowly. Yes. But whole tones are incredible, and that goes along with what John does too in his practice is using that music. And then what I do is I put either oils with that, or maybe some homeopathics, or some thought processes, or saying your affirmations that you have, or scripture. So all of those things can work together if you bundle them up and work toward a common goal.
That's good. That's very good. So it's more tricks in the bag, more, you're more grounded, more feet on the ground. So when something comes to throw you off your path, your goals, your objectives, your beliefs, it's going to have to push harder to do it. And the exactly. world can push really hard. And a lot of people wonder, and I've heard it, they wonder, well, why is God doing this to me? Why does the world treat me like this? And the answer often is, well, it's one of two answers. One, the world is tough. Okay. And sometimes we shouldn't be standing in the middle of the road.
Right.
Two, if life is tough, what are you doing to steel yourself to be better empowered for when the stuff hits the fan? And oils help with that resonance to raise that frequency.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
One thing I was noticing with my wife and I, or with the family in general, here we are, you know, this is not a long-term thing with the virus issue, and here we are in a close proximity. I've got four kids, I got five dogs, and my wife and I in a relatively small house. And it could get really messy. And in the past, it can. It has. But when we work on our prayer life, when we play the proper music, over my right shoulder, I have a diffuser going on. And it's a mix that my wife put in there for help me focus and for relaxation. And it radiates through the house because we have other ones in the other parts of the house. And these things all start to affect your resonance with each other and raising your frequency. Because you all want to be, here comes the word, harmonically attuned to each other.
Right.
That's what music is really doing. And if you're listening to the wrong music or listening to just music that is not harmonically improving you, then you're going to be causing more problems. That's going to make you dissonant to other people. Mm-hmm. Some people can't listen to metal, for example. And I get that. And the reason is because it's not harmonically where they are. They say, well, I'm not that angry, or I'm not that this, that, or the other. Or they can't listen to classical because it just makes them too sad. It's a matter of where you are harmonically. Oils, let me ask you this. Have you ever found that oils sometimes irritate people? I don't mean like on the skin.
Oh, yeah. This morning okay. I had one that was really irritating me. It was Live Your Passion.
So why? How did it irritate you?
It was smelled like gasoline this morning, like just horrid. I was like, oh my goodness, I really need this one, because usually if it's something that you kind of go, oh, don't want it, it's really what you need to like kind of force yourself into.
And because you're that low, you're that far away from what it's trying to get you to.
Right.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's not an oil I typically use. I was working with a client. So, you know, it could have been that it normally smells that way and I just haven't really noticed it. Or it could be that, you know, I haven't been in the office as much. I haven't been seeing clients as much. I do remotely. So that means either by the phone or by using a Zoom call. So I do see people across the nation, but because of what's going on and people don't, they just aren't calling me right now as they normally would. So I'm not seeing as many clients. So if I'm not working with somebody and coaching with somebody, then I'm kind of not living my passion, because that is my passion. Good. Is to help people. So it doesn't really surprise me that that's not one that, you know, kind of threw me off this morning, because I haven't been getting to do the things that make me happy.
Good. So. I had a discussion with my second daughter last night, and she asked me, what's my favorite vocalist? which I love those kind of questions. And I get it over the years to go, what's your favorite band? And I don't mean to be obfuscating. I don't mean to be difficult or snotty. I don't have one. It depends upon what I need. And the genre, the band, their topic, whatever it is. And it helps me to move in the direction I should be moving. Sometimes, for example, I can't say his name. I have an instrumentalist I dearly love. I can't play his music much anymore because I really discovered him when I was deep in a depression. And he can relax me if I use it sparingly. But if I play it too much, it brings me back down into the depression. It's like that with oils as well.
Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. Offbeatbusiness.com.
So if you're going to go, let's say, let's put up a scenario. We're getting ready to go to work. Okay. We, praise God, we're getting back to work, or you're going to make it, you have to drive through traffic without knowing the individual. Let's just give a scenario of somebody. What do you think would be like a good morning oil? Is this an appropriate question?
Yes. What I would normally start with is I actually have a blend that I use together that's called Valor. And, it lets you, not doesn't let you, but what it does is it pretty much gives you courage for the day, I would say, or grounds you to the earth a little bit more. So Valor is one that you want to put on to walk out and to get that day started. Now, there's some other oils that I would have on hand. If you're a person that walks into the room and immediately you know what's going on with everybody in that room and you feel their tension or anxiety, I would go with what's called White Angelica. And that actually, you can put it on the backs of your head. You've got two little knots kind of at the back of your head that sometimes those are the what we refer to as the eyes in the back of your head. So when somebody has that term of, oh, they have eyes in the back of the head, well, they kind of already know what's going on around the room before everybody else, right? And so that's what you're putting that White Angelica on. And basically that helps to, I usually call it hiding you, helps to keep you hidden a little bit so that you don't take pick up on everybody's junk as you're walking through it. And that's a really great one to have at work, especially if you with people with so if you have a job that has people with so many different emotions going on. Another one is that in the office, we work with so many electromagnetic frequencies. So that's in your computer, that's on your phone, that's the new 5G that's coming out. You know, what can we do there? And what can we do in an office? Because really, since everybody in this group is mostly small business owners, you can really take charge of this yourself and get some things going on in your office and help your employees and to help those people that are coming in. And basically what I would say is you can get some salt lamps, you can get orange oil and use oil. You want to be careful of where you do get your oils, because just as we were talking about frequency with music and the different types of music, if you have the wrong types of oil and the oil has come from the wrong places, or it's been made in a laboratory and it's not really an essential oil, then it's not going to be helping your vibration. It's actually going to be hurting your vibration. And so with that, you want to be careful of what oils you do use. But with that, orange oil is great. If you're going to be on the airplane a lot, you're going to have to be go through the metal detectors as soon as you come out the other side, put that orange oil on, and it helps to bring off those frequencies that radiation is adjusting to. If you're a person that uses a microwave a lot, you want to make sure that you have those things in place too. And if you have a damaged microwave and you're insistent upon still using a microwave, get a new one. So at least have one that has a door that seals, you know, some protection there, try to stand away from it when you're using, still completely ruin your food, but you can still eat. I mean, if you're going to eat it, I'm just saying, let's make it a little bit better.
Okay. And by the way, the microwave set off vibrations. So yeah. That, and on the molecular level, which can cause that damage that you're talking about, mm-hmm. which again, frequencies. All right. So Michelle, I can't tell you how fascinating this has been. Folks, what we're getting at, again, is giving you tricks in the bag to help you live a healthier life, a life that is more what you really want in it and what you want to get out of it. Oils are part of it. Your music is certainly part of it. I've met only 4 people in my day that say that music wasn't important. All of those people were in psych hospitals, and that says a lot right there. So be more aware of what you're consuming internally into your body and any way it gets there. Michelle, is there a way people can get in touch with you?
They can. I would love for you to give me a call on the phone. Wow, that's new, isn't it?
Yeah, what is that?
It's 817-456-2874. You will either be able to have a talk with me or my husband, CE. We try to keep this very in the family, if you want to call it, because once we start working together, it does become kind of like family. We become very close. And I do coach you that way. So my number again is 817-456-2874. If you want to just call for a brief talk and see if this is going to work for you, we can do that. And then we can set up an appointment later on.
All right. I really appreciate your time. We'll talk some more again in the near future. I'm John Chester on the OBBM Network.
You've been listening to Power of a Positive Playlist with music therapist and life coach John Ivor Chester on the OBBM Network podcast. Power of a Positive Playlist airs each Monday and Wednesday at noon Central and 5 p.m. Central on OBBM Radio in the Offbeat Business app. Or get the OBBM Network podcast on demand in podcast directories everywhere. For more insight or to book John for speaking or hire John for your therapeutic environments, go to ivorchester.com.